Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I was talking to you the other day. I was like, hey, this, what year is this for you? And you shouted out year four. I was like, I can't believe it's been 4 years that you've been in a league. Time really has passed for you guys.
Yeah, time definitely flies. You know, you got to make every season count, every opportunity you count. You got count. But, yeah, it's crazy. You know, time flies, especially in the NFL. But, you know, it's a blessing too, so.
What's it like? You were here during the lean years, and last year you guys got to the playoffs, obviously, and now the expectations around this team. What's that been like going from when it was lean to being thought of as one of the better teams in the league?
You know, it is a little bit different, you know, coming into this year. But I feel like as far as ourselves, our expectations have always been high. Of our own selves, so you know, from that standpoint, I feel like it's real similar. You know, we're expecting to go big every year, so you know, now this year we just have a little bit more confidence, knowing that we just came off a good year.
You guys embrace that?
Yeah, we definitely embrace
the expectations.
Definitely embrace it. I mean, because it's not really about other people's expectations. At the end of the day, it's ours that pushes the most. You know what I mean? We want to go. We expect ourselves to do better than anybody else does. You know what I mean? Even if even a lot of people do think that we should do well, you know, we think that we should go all the way. So I feel like we embrace it. You know, we buy into it. And this year, you know, we got a lot of confidence behind it too.
This is a pretty young team by and large. You guys had success last year. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that you don't read your own press clippings and keep focused on getting where you ultimately want to go? Because that can happen sometimes to young teams.
Yeah. I think we just got to take it one day at a time, you know, just continue to get better, to focus on all the little things that we got to improve on and you know, all the little details of our, you know, our assignments, of our technique, all those things. We just put our head down, go to work on that stuff, and keep trying to improve. And we know that all that extra stuff will take care of itself, you know. Just don't look up. Don't take your head up from working to look at that stuff.
Where has your game grown going into your fourth year?
I feel like it's got a lot more consistent. You know, working my technique, especially, you know, in all facets of the game, really working my technique and getting it down consistent play after play so that, you know, I'm constantly doing the right thing and in position to make a play.
You look at this D-line now, obviously with the addition of Marcus Davenport, but Cam, Sheldon Rankins, you guys are all in your third, fourth year. I mean, Cam's a little older, but you got a nice veteran group, veteran mix in there, so there shouldn't be too much you guys haven't seen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've definitely grown together over the last few years too, so and seen each other, you know, develop and get better and better every year. So, you know, I think it's real good for us. You know, like you said, having played some years together now, and all gotten better together too. So. You know, we've been in a lot of different situations as a team and as a group. So, you know, I think we're definitely going to be better for it.
It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek question. Are you tired of the minicamp? You want to get the pads on from the camp?
always.
Because you guys down in the trenches.
Yeah.
It's not – I mean, it's work. I get it. But my point is, like, you know, you can't really test somebody down there.
No bull rush, you know, no real hard collisions, especially down there, like in short yardage and all that. So, yeah, I'm definitely ready to put those pads on.
So what are you working on if you can't use the pads? What are you working on in mini camps like this, OTAs?
You're really working on, like, the finer details of your technique, especially, you know, in the run game. Instead of, you know, crashing in there, you're working on getting your hands in the right spot. You're working on, you know, making sure that you react to that to all the different blocks, you know, the right way. And then once you've done that, you're working on you know, shedding the block and getting to the ball carrier the right way. You know, work on your effort to the ball every play, things like that. Flipping, like, the little details just of your technique, flipping your hips on the pass, trying to hit their hands, working the different moves that you got. So a lot of finesse moves in pass rush and a lot of real fine technique when it comes to run.
Who's the comic relief in the D-line room?
Comic relief. We got a few. Cam is hilarious. Devro, he's pretty funny. He always got something funny to say. Shoot, everybody's got their moments where they shine and say something funny.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.